This morning at the University of South Florida, 20 water managers from around the world exchanged ideas about that essential resource with people from the Tampa Bay area. The internationals are students from the UNESCO IHE Institute for Water Education in Delft, the Netherlands. USF's Dr. Kiran C. Patel Center for Global Solutions hosted the students who are in Florida to learn about sustainable water resources management through alternative water supplies. One of the students, Philip Paddy, is from Ghana, where he works to solve the shortage of drinking water in rural communities.
Normally, they don't have good surface water, so we rely on the groundwater by locating sites, they drill, and then we pump them to the various communities that need the water.
Besides the lack of potable water in rural Ghana, the quality of the drinking water is also a problem, Paddy says. Due to local geology, there are regions where the groundwater contains too much fluorine.
Some of them that could be treated, we treat them. If they are not able to be treated, then we just close that well completely. So those are the main issues that we're dealing with, the scarcity and then the quality aspect of the water.
One of the professors from the program Paddy is participating in, Dimitri Solomatin, told the Tampa Bay area guests about the vision of the UNESCO IHE Institute for Water Education program.
We see the world in which people would manage water and environment in a sustainable manner, and that all sectors of society, especially poor, would be able to enjoy the benefits of basic services, and maybe not only of the basic services in water and environment. So the mission of the Institute is then to contribute to the education and training of professionals and to build the capacity of sector organizations, knowledge centers, and all other institutions which are active in this field in developing countries and countries in transition.
The program is funded mostly by the Dutch government, Solomatin says, but its 14,000 alumni have come from all over the world, mostly from developing countries. These students are learning about modeling for water management or hydroinformatics.
It is modeling information and communication technology and computer sciences applied to problems of aquatic environment with the purpose of better management.
Another student, Liu Shenlan, is from Wuhan in China, downstream from the largest dam in the world, the Three Gorges Dam on the Yangtze River. Liu says that China is working to solve two different water problems at once.
Very little water in the North China, and in South China, too much rainfall and flood, too much water. It's not balancing. So what we're doing now is just they divert water in South China to North China. Yangtze River Basin to the North China. They're digging canals and very pump stations to move the water from South China to North China. There are so many problems, the lack of water and the decline of groundwater table across a lot of problems.
In the last century, engineers dug a channel to straighten the Kissimmee River, which flows from the center of the state to the Everglades. But some of its original meandering flow may be restored, which is why Liu, who has a background in environmental engineering, is looking forward to participating in a field trip this week.
I'm interested in, especially in water restoration. So I'm really excited to visiting about the Kissimmee River because they're doing restoration in that area.
Another student, Vladimir Moya, is from La Paz, Bolivia. During the last decade, some communities in Bolivia, most notably Cochabamba, rebelled against the privatization of water resources. Now, municipal governments or cooperatives control most of the water, Moya says.
I mean, water is like something that does not belong to only one person. People think that water is something that belongs to us. Nobody has the right to earn money for water. Water is something that we all, that belongs to us.
Moya says he wants to take what he learns from the UNESCO IHE program and put it into practice in Bolivia.
First, I would like to introduce the new tools and new trends in the water management, so we can improve a lot into optimized time and cost for new structures, for new decisions.
The students were introduced to Tampa Bay Water and Swift Mud officials and learned that the most controversial local water issue is how often residents can water their lawns with drinking water. Moya says that Floridians who worry about their lawns should be more aware of water shortages around the world.
Here people is not conscious about the lack of water in other places. Well, fortunately here they have a lot of water, but I think that it should be conscient. Maybe in some years it will not be this availability of water is very important for life.
Philip Potti, who helps to deliver clean drinking water into rural areas in Ghana, is even more critical of using potable water on lawns, especially considering the availability of reclaimed water.
My personal view, I wouldn't encourage that because, one, it takes a lot of money to treat the water, and using that to water the land is I see that as a waste, let me put it that way. But if there is a way that the water, not the treated one, could be used to water the land so that you could really preserve the treated one for domestic uses only, for drinking and for other domestic choices, that would be better. But using the treated water for the lawns, I don't see it as a best management practice.
The students are spending Monday and Tuesday in the Tampa Bay area visiting the region's seawater desalination plant, a wastewater recycling system in Pinellas County, and the Florida Aquarium. They will also tour the Everglades and the South Florida Water Management District headquarters in West Palm Beach before returning to the Netherlands. You can find links to more information about the UNESCO IHE program and the Patel Center at USF on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.